Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the road trip finale and the final Shuckers road game of the year in the regular season. It's the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. First pitch set for 4 o'clock. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the biggest Packers fan in the clubhouse, but also the Shuckers head athletic trainer, Andrew Staling. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Javik.
How much fun has it been, not only it being your first year in AA, but working for the Brewers as a kid who grew up in Wisconsin?
Oh, it's been awesome. I mean, it's a great time knowing that I can help these guys get to a team that I'm going to continue rooting for the rest of my life, really. No matter where I'm at, you know, in my career, the Brewers will always have a special place in my heart, and that's been a really fun time, and I know it's been great for my parents, too, like, you know, just having a kid. Their kid, you know, working for the Milwaukee Brewers, a team they love as well. So it's been great.
But as a Brewers fan, working with the Shuckers, it is pretty much the future of the Milwaukee Brewers. You got Jackson Chourio, Jefferson Caro, Carlos Rodriguez, and even Amir Uribe, who we saw in the bigs. How much fun is it for you to watch these guys and get to work with these guys on a daily basis?
Oh, it's great. I mean, you know, you see what they do each day, the hard work they put in, you know, not only from the baseball side, but like what they do to prepare, you know, especially in the training room. And you know, knowing that, you know, one day they're gonna be in the big leagues and they're gonna be contributing, and knowing hopefully that I had something to do with that is pretty awesome. And you know, that's kind of what I work for each day.
What is your day to day like in your role? Because it's not just run out to the mound or run out behind the plate if someone gets dinged up. There is a ton of stuff that goes on in the back end.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the thing people see, the thing people like love when they see, you know, athletic trainers. It's usually, you know, when they see me working, it's probably not a good thing. You know, during the game, but it is, you know, a bunch of stuff before, you know, trying to get guys ready, whatever it may be. Usually I'm there, you know, a couple hours before the guys, just trying to prepare the training room, you know, prepare myself, take some time to myself, get work done, and what I want to do, you know, my plans for the guys, especially if they're injured, or if we've had a plan moving forward throughout the season for their development. So I'll get there, you know, a couple hours. 6:35 game that we typically have in Biloxi. I'm usually there about 11:30, and then guys will get there about 1 o'clock typically. And we're, you know, we're usually prepping, whether that's our soft tissue treatments, our you know, tubs, modalities, stretches, all that type of stuff that we do to get guys prepared. Some guys have their exercise programs that they're really good at doing, and I help out when I'm needed. And then, you know, it's pitcher stretch, covering the field. My associate Tanner and myself usually do a lot. Whether one of us is on the field, one of us will be in the training room, just making sure guys are ready to roll. You know, and then between batting practice and the game, it's more of the same. You know, maybe it's a little bit more position player heavy before the game, but we're guys who are playing, whatever they may need come first, and then it's game and roll for the game, and hopefully during the game I don't have a lot to do.
You get sleep in between all that? That sounds like a lot on a daily basis.
You know, it is a lot. It is, but it's always a lot of fun. You know, I usually am pretty exhausted by the time I go home, you know, after the game. Try and get out of there as soon as I can after paperwork and send out the injury report, all that type of stuff. But, you know, it's exhausting, but it is a lot of fun. I love the season and I love doing it. It's usually a much more shifted schedule for myself. It's usually, you know, like 1 to 8 o'clock kind of sleep than 10 to 6.
Well, I've seen you. You're working hard on the back alongside with Tanner. And you've been with the Brewers organization your entire career in professional baseball. What has it been like to grow with just one organization?
Well, it's been great. The Brewers have put me in a really good spot for growth, and I feel like I've done my the best I can to kind of seize that. You know, I started out, I got hired right before 2020 to work rookie ball. Obviously 2020 didn't happen, and then some, you know, different staffing changes, all that type of stuff that happened coming out of the pandemic. I was fortunate enough to go to our high A affiliate in Appleton, and I kind of seized that and was there for 2 years before coming up here to Biloxi, or I guess down to Biloxi from Appleton. But it's just been a really good 4 years for myself, like for being full-time, you know, intern before that. But you know, I think just trying to seize those opportunities and do the best I can, I feel like I have, to be the best athletic trainer. And you know, hopefully the Brewers continue to see it that way and can continue to move up the ladder and one day contribute to the big league team.
How much contact you have with the Brewers? Because you talk about what you do on a daily basis, and that's a lot of work with minor league players that the Brewers have a lot of invested interest in. What does that look like on a daily basis, that contact with the head guys up in Milwaukee?
I mean, it's a lot. Usually I'm going through our coordinator, Nick Jensen. He's the guy we contact with any injuries that we might have, or if we're just giving a guy a day even, you know, for some rest. I'll let him do a lot of that, but I got to supply all the details that they can, especially when you're thinking about, you know, some of the prospects we have on this team. And then back when it was like 40-man guys on our team, it was, all right, our head athletic trainer, Scott, up in the big leagues may shoot me a text at any point in time. So it's like just making sure they're updated on things that they need to be updated on. You know, if it's something, even if it's something small, you never know when you're going to get a call on them or anything like that. So, like, even if it's just, hey, they need a little rest today versus, hey, like, they're actually injured, like, it all makes sense to, like, tell them. And I'll always be in contact with Nick, like, during the games and stuff like that if guys go down, as well as, you know, our farm director, Tom, and Eduardo and Blair, our medical director, just making sure that they know everything that they need to know regarding our players. So it can be a lot, and sometimes I don't talk to them for a couple days. Rarely, but sometimes.
You're also wearing a Packers jersey. It is week one, yeah. Game one of the NFL season. Yeah. How ready are you for the Jordan Love era to start today against the Bears?
It's very exciting. I'm quite excited. I hope I don't get too disappointed. You know, myself and Miles Fish, who's our athletic trainer, head athletic trainer in Carolina, big Packers fans. We've been talking all morning, just like really leading up to the season. Like, we've never had a lot of unknown with our quarterback situations growing up. It's been very awesome. So it's like the excitement of the unknown, which could also come crashing down at any point. is awesome. You know, to start off the season with the Bears, you know, I'd love to crush their high hopes that they seem to have, and for some reason think they are ready to run the North after having the number one overall pick last year, but to each their own.
So go Pack go then?
Hey, go Pack go, as they say up in Wisconsin.
Landry, thanks so much for joining us, man.
No problem.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.